Hello there, everybody. This is Tahira Monique Brown. For the last couple of days, I've been in Atlanta, Georgia, and I took my boss, Gussie, with me, and everybody that's familiar with her realizes that she has Alzheimer's, but she also deals with a lot of seizures, and especially with travel. So most of the night, I spent the night at my brother's house so I could be in earshot of her. And I heard her thrashing about all night, and in some of those instances, having laughing seizures. Every day, I have to consider all of my movements, everything that I want to do, because I definitely have to focus on her care. So the title of my speech is, Why Me? I could ask that all day long, but I've been doing this for so many years until I have to realize that it's not about me. So asking why me doesn't make any sense to me now, these days, because now it's all about why Gussie. Very few people would like to consider the day that they would have to raise someone with special needs. You may have someone born, they are beautiful little children, and seem like everybody in society wants to support a child. But when they become an adult, the system of things changes. You have to prepare their lives. As an adult, you have to go to court, you have to get the rights again to care for them. And in my case, I am the sister. I'm not the mom, which makes this a whole nother type of story, because the system doesn't give me the same type of acknowledgement as a sister. If I was a mother or a father, even though the system would have been just as difficult. So today I'm, sharing what I feel with you about my life and my visions and my dreams. Was I wanted to be a singer. I was asked when I was a teenager, did I want to go to London to be trained as an operatic singer? My father said no. And I think that no kind of directed my path into, slowly seeing my way out of doing the possibles with myself. I had no faith in my abilities anymore after that. My writing, my singing, I love to sing. I love music, all aspects of music. But here I am doing what I do, and I sing to her every chance that I get to let her know that I love her. And that's what it is. It's about love. Anyway, I didn't want to take up much of your time talking about this. But these blogs I will be doing will be about, the struggles of caregivers and why we can get tired. But we love with all of our hearts the ones we are caring for. And I'm sure that they get tired too, that they want to be able to do things. And sometimes they can't vocalize it. And if they can vocalize it, there's nothing they can do about it without some help. But anyway, for my friends and family that's been praying for me, thank you. But continue your prayer for Gussie, for my boss. Thank you very much for listening. This is Tahira Monique Brown, another day in the life of a caregiver.